The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
Celebrating an overflow of God's love for you and the powerfully prophetic season of Easter and the resurrection, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there, welcome to today's extraordinary edition of your international broadcast to Breakthrough. Well, it's Easter, Resurrection Month, the Lord God's appointed and supernaturally anointed season of increase and overflow. You know, words, I've learned this in 50 years of gospel ministry, words are very, very important. So I want you to note, I'm declaring increase and I am declaring overflow into every area, the totality of your life. Increase is good, for sure. But overflow, that's a whole lot greater. Now, I've got a glass here. If I had a thimble full of water that I would add to this glass, yeah, the water level would have increased. But if it's filled beyond its capacity to contain increase, then it becomes overflow. Now, before I walked into this room today, I prayed that today you're going to receive an impartation from Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider, and that infusion will position you to receive more than enough. Come on, join me. More than enough, too much, overflow, and double for all your trouble. I heard somebody shout amen. Now you get ready. Believe with me right now for some wonderful changes in your life. This is Easter, and that means resurrection, Passover season. It's such an exciting faith-building example of the mighty, mighty power moving in a situation from darkness to light. Now, the Lord Jesus' mother, Mary, and his beloved disciples were in great, great sorrow as they witnessed the horrific, indescribable agony which our Savior suffered on Calvary's angry, mean, biting beam. But hope, hear me, was not dead. When Jesus said, "It is finished, tetelestai," he did not mean that hope was dead, because in just 3 days, what a story, what a glory. It was about to increase in such measure that it would continue expanding throughout the vastness and the expanse of time, because we serve, get this down today, my brother and sister, we serve a God, the God of increase. He is not the God of decrease. The path of the righteous does not grow dimmer and dimmer. It grows brighter and brighter. Overflow is God's abundance in every area of your life, your health, your finances, for your family. You write this down. Click it into your phone over there in the notes section. Increase is the work of God that causes things to grow and become greater and greater exponentially. The Bible repeats and repeats this theme, increase. Let me give you a few. Exodus chapter 23, verse 30. Here's what it says. I will drive them out. You got some things you need driven out? God said, I will drive them out from before you until you are increased and inherit the land. My great and glorious God, the barrier to your promise is being driven out in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, grab a hold of this promise from Job chapter 8, verse 7, the oldest book in your Bible. Here's what it says. Though your beginning might have seemed small, your end is destined to greatly increase. Today, I'm absolutely, overwhelmingly convinced that this is a profoundly prophetic resurrection season of accelerated blessing and of supernatural increase for you. 2025 is the declared year of double grace and double favor to lead you, to lead your family and everything you set your hand to into abundant, overwhelming overflow and increase. That's your destiny. I so want to help you here on this broadcast of breakthrough to receive every blessing our great and glorious God intends for you and for your family, just as he did for Fred and Rosemary. Just like many folks today, they had a 30-year mortgage. You know God can set you free from that. I'm giving praise to God today. I haven't had a mortgage since I was in my early 20s. And I am 68 years of age. That's right. But they were bound to that 30-year mortgage, of course, on their home. But they were having such a tough time making the payments, as well as keeping up with the rising cost of living. Can I get an amen from somebody? Well, Rosemary looked beyond her need and prepared her seed. I underline that. She looked beyond her need and prepared her seed. She felt her faith increase as she sowed her very best resurrection seed. She writes it. She says, a few weeks later, my husband received a letter. You got to be watching for those letters. She said it came out of the clear blue saying, you ready? The mortgage company decided to satisfy their mortgage. An investor had paid it in full. Y'all just stamp something right now and in your spirit call it paid in full. Friend, that's the power. Did you remember what she said? She didn't let her need stop her. She looked beyond her need and she prepared her seed. The power of a resurrection seed. My precious friend and partner, 40 years ago, now most of you aren't 40 years old, but 40 years ago, our young church ministry had a tremendous need. Our growth was supernatural. We couldn't keep up with it. We'd grown from 17 people in my backyard in a little barbecue shelter house, and we had just completed a brand new 1,200-seat building to the glory of God. But we didn't have any office space. We had a staff that was growing. We had 50 at that time. It was a tremendous need. It was $100,000. As a matter of fact, it might as well have been $1 million. And I remember exactly where I was. You know, when God speaks, you'll always remember where you were. And I remember where I was those 40 years ago. My Strong's Concordance and all of my study books were beside me on a TV tray. I didn't have a table. I was living in a one-bedroom bachelor apartment. I sat there in my well-worn recliner that my parents had gifted me, with a single lamp beside me to light the pages of God's Word that I was studying late on a Saturday afternoon. My Bible was open to the book of Malachi, chapter number 3. And I confessed before the Lord that this verse, I pointed to it right here, this verse is not working in the lives of our congregation. And so we're in need. Now, I told the Lord, I know you're not a man that you should lie. Your word's forever settled in heaven. But verse 10 says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will not open up the windows, the portal, open and closing, of heaven, and I will pour you out a blessing. Here's the part, and there will not be room enough to receive it. Are you getting, Pastor, today? That's overflow. And I had to get honest before the Lord. And I admitted that our church was in need of that overflow. As I sat there in that chair 40 years ago, the Holy Ghost spoke to my spirit a word. Whew. When a word from God is given, reason is never required. Faith and faith alone must answer that door. And listen, when the Holy Spirit spoke that word up in my spirit, that word 40 years ago, 4 decades ago, is as true today as it was then. Here's what he said to me. My people have robbed me. That's in Malachi 3. Not simply in tithes, but in offerings. I didn't know at that time God's word commands us to come before him 3 times in a year with a special offering. The first one is at Passover, at Easter, resurrection season. He continued, my children live on 90% every week, and they tithe 10%. He said, this one time every year, as you celebrate that God, I gave my best on the cruel cross of Calvary, I want you to instruct the people to come before me and sow the most sacrificial seed of their lives as a resurrection seed. God's command was to encourage them that this one week every year, if they would give the equivalent of 1 week's increase and then see by faith what God could do with the anointing on that seed. Well, I'm telling you, our young congregation, they grabbed a hold of that word 40 years ago in 1,000% agreement. They went to gathering their seed, and they sowed that resurrection seed, wrapped in expectancy, and they placed it on the Easter Sunday altar 40 years ago, 1985 it was. The overflow was not $100,000. That would be meeting the need. We were believing for $100,000. When that single Easter offering was counted, it was in excess of $144,000 in that one offering. As a result of the sacrificial resurrection seed sown, an explosion of miracles began to take place. Tremendous numbers, altars full of people being born again, dramatic healings, amazing deliverances, marriages miraculously restored. Suddenly, prosperity and overflow was released into the lives of that entire church. And I'm here to announce to you today, you can receive the same revelation and breakthrough. Every year for the past 40 years, folks just like you experience God's miracle working provision as they sow their very best resurrection seed in celebration that at Easter, God gave us the very best He had. Some folks continue for year after year after year to sow 1 week's increase or that equivalent. Others give 1 day's increase. Here's what I know. Everyone gives their very best in honor of the Lord Jesus' resurrection from the dead so that we could have eternal life. So please, that phone's right next to you there. It always is. Dial that number, click that number on your screen, or just scan the QR code right there on your screen, or just simply log on safely at rodparsley.com. Or for those of you that still write, we call it snail mail, but those letters, oh, how precious they are when I hold them in my hand and pray over your request. Rush your letter to me before Easter, Resurrection Sunday. It's on April 20.
A divine directive and decree from the Lord 40 years ago has produced an overflow of supernatural miracles. We honor that the Lord Jesus Christ gave it all on Calvary's cruel, mean, biting beam. God gave His best, and this one time each year, we give our very best. The supernatural power of a seed has produced powerful answers to prayer, physical healing, marriages and families restored, miraculous financial provision, and more. Call now, scan the QR code, or write with your resurrection seed. Many friends like you sow 1 week's increase. That's the original revelation from God. Others sow 1 day's increase. Everyone sows their best seed to honor God. As you sow, request your new thank you gifts from Dr. Parsley. For a seed of $50 or more, receive the ministry resource Overflow, God's Abundance for Your Finances, Health, and Family. The book and companion video series are your guides to tap into divine abundance in every area of your life. Many today are giving a resurrection Passover gift of $100 and will also receive the just published Overflow Journal. Inside are pages of scripture and Dr. Parsley's teaching on how God's love overflows into your life. You'll be encouraged each day with a new promise. Plus, there's room to write down your prayers and reflections. For those uniquely blessed to sow an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more, Dr. Parsley has commissioned an inspired replica of his pulpit commemorating 40 years of resurrection truth. It's a reminder of the truth that you are an heir to overflowing abundance. During the 40th anniversary of the resurrection seed, leave the land of lack and sorrow and step into overflow and abundance. Do not wait. Please sow your resurrection seed offering before April 20th.
You know, the living God of the eternal ages sowed a seed. It was a seed that changed everything. That seed, God called it a seed, was his only begotten son. He sowed that seed because he wanted a harvest. That's the reason you sow a seed. God wanted a family, so he sowed his only son. Deuteronomy 8:18 makes it crystal clear. Here's what it says. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives us the power to get wealth, so that he may establish his covenant, watch, on the earth. The God of heaven and earth wants overflow to become your consistent lifestyle. I believe that for you today. Why would he want that? So that those around you can witness his greatness and his goodness and see a tremendous harvest of souls ushered into the kingdom of God and know he's alive. The Lord Jesus spoke so much more than just on the subject of immortality, as important as that is, certainly. Did you know that half of our Savior's teaching dealt with your finances? You have a choice right now, you see. You can look at your circumstances, or you can step beyond them by faith. Our Savior's closest confidants didn't believe he would be resurrected from the dead. To them, Calvary was an end, not a glorious new beginning. Let me encourage you, this Easter, resurrection season, expect, write it down somewhere, expect the unexpected and extend your faith for life-altering, history-changing miracles. We still serve a God of miracles. Some months after God healed me of vocal cord cancer, I slipped and I fell. My family took me to the emergency room to make sure that there wasn't anything broken. They completed all their tests there, and they said, well, you're fine from the fall, but that main artery in your heart called the Widowmaker is 92% blocked. They said, you could just fall over at any time. They said, it's urgent that you see a cardiologist immediately. Well, that appointment led to putting some stents in that artery and a device whereby they could monitor my heart 24 hours a day. The monitor was in place for almost 5 years. But the assignment that I gave my seed and I addressed my faith to was to receive shalom, nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. And it was during that same miracle resurrection season that I received a call from my cardiologist. He needed to set up an appointment concerning the heart monitor implanted in my body. When I asked him why, he responded that they'd been tracking it all those years, nearly 5 years, every day, 24/7, and I had never had one single time the slightest issue. So they wanted to remove it. Now that, friend, is the power of your faith and a resurrection seed. What God has done for millions, he'll do for you too. I believe that. And I know you want to honor that God gave his very best at Calvary, his only begotten son, by sowing your very best, Passover resurrection seed. The power of a resurrection seed offering has been tried and tested. And this year, we are celebrating 40 years of miracles. So sow your very best resurrection seed offering. Do it before Easter, Resurrection Sunday, on April 20th. And you can call the number right there on your screen or scan the QR code to give securely online, rodparsley.com, or write to me today at Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Please, please include your most urgent prayer requests so I can add them to our resurrection miracle altar. Tens of thousands will be praying over your resurrection seed that you receive an overflow harvest of great blessing. Thank you for being a part of this international broadcast of breakthrough as we honor God's tremendous gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead.
A divine directive and decree from the Lord 40 years ago has produced an overflow of supernatural miracles. We honor that the Lord Jesus Christ gave it all on Calvary's cruel, mean, biting beam. God gave His best, and this one time each year, we give our very best. The supernatural power of a seed has produced powerful answers to prayer. Physical healing, marriages and families restored, miraculous financial provision, and more. Call now, scan the QR code, or write with your resurrection seed. Many friends like you sow 1 week's increase. That's the original revelation from God. Others sow 1 day's increase. Everyone sows their best seed to honor God. As you sow, request your new thank you gifts from Dr. Parsley. For a seed of $50 or more, receive the ministry resource Overflow, God's Abundance for Your Finances, Health, and Family. The book and companion video series are your guides to tap into divine abundance in every area of your life. Many today are giving a resurrection Passover gift of $100 and will also receive the just published Overflow Journal. Inside are pages of scripture and Dr. Parsley's teaching on how God's love overflows into your life. You'll be encouraged each day with a new promise. Plus, there's room to write down your prayers and reflections. For those uniquely blessed to sow an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more, Dr. Parsley has commissioned an inspired replica of his pulpit commemorating 40 years of resurrection truth. It's a reminder of the truth that you are an heir to overflowing abundance. During the 40th anniversary of the resurrection seed, leave the land of lack and sorrow and step into overflow and abundance. Do not wait. Please sow your resurrection seed offering before April 20th.